I felt the touch of a hand that I knew was neither hers nor Peggy's, and slipped to my feet at the bedside. It was Mr. Murdstone's hand, and he kept it on my arm as he said, "What's this, Clara, my love? Have you forgotten? Firmness, my dear."
"I am very sorry, Edward," said my mother. "I meant to be very good, but I am so uncomfortable."
"Indeed," he answered. "That's a bad hearing so soon, Clara.
I say, it's very hard I should be made so now," returned my mother, pouting. "And it is very hard, isn't it?"
He drew her to him, whispered in her ear, and kissed her. I knew as well, when I saw my mother's head lean down upon his shoulder, and her arm touch his neck. I knew as well that he could mould her pliant nature into any form he chose, as I know now that he did it.
"Go you below, my love," said Mr. Murdstone. "David and I will come down together, my friend," turning a darkening face on Peggy, when he had walked my mother out and dismissed her with a nod and a smile. "Do you know your mistress's name?"
"She has been my mistress a long time, sir," answered Peggy. "I ought to it."
"That's true," he answered, "but I thought I heard you, as I came upstairs, address her by a name that is not hers. She has taken mine, you know. Will you remember that?"